Blog Talk Radio.
Divulge and get off our chest about, you know, the role that
that Black characters actually play in this particular medium. And I know it's wide, but still. So you all are familiar with Star Trek Discovery, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I paid the $5, Andre. I paid that $5.99 so I can go ahead and get on CBS All Access so I can finally watch.
Oh, you did?
And yes, I did. I was trying to find the bootleg Pyrite Light, but it didn't happen. I was like, screw it, I'll do it the legitimate way.
Right.
I'll go ahead and pay the $5 to watch this show, and I love it. I absolutely love it.
I was just pissed that when I watched the first one, and I got cut off from my DVR, and then I realized, okay, something's going on. And I found out that it was you had to have CBS All Access. But I'm assuming that I can get it and I can binge it in, like, one day or something.
Oh, yeah.
That's the
it's
game
like
plan.
Only, I think there's 7 episodes now.
Okay.
Yeah, we're 7 episodes. So, yeah, you can binge it in a day. I think that the episodes are, like, around less than an hour long or so.
Yeah, about 45 minutes.
But you can binge it in a day. But what I found, I don't know, you all can chime in on this. So, you know, the lead character is a Black woman, Michael Brennan.
Yeah.
Who's raised by Vulcans. Her parents were killed by Klingons, and because of certain circumstances, I'm not about to go ahead into the whole thing because I want people to actually watch it. Pay that $5.99 too. you pay that $5.99. But she first was first officer of a starship. However, because she was considered like a mutineer because her captain really didn't take her opinion, so she took matters into her own hands. She, you know, kind of fell from grace. But the thing about this woman is, like, she is super intelligent. She's a fighter. She's very strong, and she's pretty sure of. I would say that she's pretty sure of who she is and very comfortable with who she is. However. And she's very opinionated, and oftentimes that was her downfall. And I just thought it was just very interesting how her life kind of mirrors Black women at work. I can relate. I can relate, but I really felt like, you know, her characters are very significant. And I know the way we've seen, like, we don't really see a lot of, you know, Black characters, especially Black women characters, like in science fiction, at the forefront of the way that she is now. So I definitely say that, yeah, that's a long way. We come from, you know, traverse some deserts, but we still got some ways to go. But I thought it was really refreshing to actually see that character. And I really wanted to, you know, kind of touch on that and just to get you guys' opinion, especially you, Mr. Sheffield. Because, like, you write about these characters, you interview other creators as well that's in the genre as well. So, what you guys say about it?
Okay, I've seen every episode so far, and I did like you. I tried to go online and see if I could see it somewhere, because I thought you could just automatically see it through their website. Just like the other shows, but they made a specific effort to make sure that you had to pay for it. So I actually canceled an account for something I really didn't need and went ahead and paid for it. But it's well worth the $5.99 each month. I mean, I told somebody that's a hamburger. You know, that's a number 5 at McDonald's. And I will gladly pay that because it has a Black female lead in science fiction.
Right.
And, you know, and then on top of that, it's Star Trek. And so once you watch each episode, the story is great. And if you haven't noticed, each episode has the visual quality of a movie. So you're not just looking at a regular radio show. Each episode looks like you're watching an individual movie. And so I've been thoroughly impressed so far. And I'm just hoping they keep moving in that direction. There have been a few other shows that have had black female leads. That show with Future Crime that had Megan Good in it, that was awesome. I enjoyed that. There was Sleepy Hollow before they tried to change the formula. That was awesome.
Yeah.
So there's a few things out there. It's just kind of sparse. You know, every few years we get something really good with a black woman lead, but it's not like you can just turn on the TV every night. Okay, I'm going to look at something and it has a black female lead. We don't have that yet.
No,
but,
not at all.
Oh. Go ahead.
You spoke on Future Crime. That's isn't that the one that was like Minority Report or something like that?
Minority Report. I could not think of the name of it. But that was it. Yeah, so, Megan Good was a lead in
that
show. Oh, it hurt my heart when it counted.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I didn't understand that either, why they had taken it off. But that's what happens with us when we're lead characters in some of these particular shows, especially science fiction. We have yet appeared in any superhero-type shows like Flash, Arrow, Supergirl, things of that much. We got Black Lightning.
Flash, we got Iris. They made her black.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about as far as like a lead role.
Right,
lead role.
That's the
difference. Yeah.
You shouldn't have any plot writer. Yeah. You don't have like much power or anything like that. I mean, but you can make, that's the character they throw at you. Hey, check this out.
Mm-hmm.
We have a black chick in this show. She don't do much, but she's there.
right.
Yeah, but you guys
that
hit on a point. We have roles, but they're generally sidekick roles or supporting roles, and we need to be. I feel like we need to be more in the forefront in those terms. But one good thing about it, I try to always take a positive spin on stuff. That leaves an opportunity for us as creators to fill that void, you know, since Hollywood hasn't turned it into black exploitation yet, that leaves a opening for us to fill on our own.
Correct. Now let me ask you this, Jarvis. How long have you been into science fiction, and what made you decide to create your own black science fiction network?
Oh man, I've been into science fiction since I was a little kid. My older brothers would watch like Star Trek and Dark Side and just random. I was in the second or third grade. They took me to see Star Wars, and that just piqued my interest so much that I've been a nerd ever since. And that's where it started. And then throughout my life, I would read comics, and that's one of the things that got me into reading because I didn't like reading. And so getting comic books sparked my interest. And then I think around my senior year in high school and maybe freshman year in college, around the early 90s, Milestone came out. And there was, in addition to Milestone, there were like some random black comics like Aeneida and, Milestone stuff. And so I spent all my little work study money on going to the comic book shop, buying every black comic I could get my hands on. And that was the next phase. And I think from there on, I was interested in science fiction and comics and things of that nature, but I didn't have the skills to create anything. And so I think I was I would go to people's sites like Netters.com, Urban Entertainment. They had information and comics and short films and animations that were reflective of us, that looked like us, and it was very well done. And so a few years later, both of those sites kind of disappeared for a while. So I was like, man, there was no resource for us to pull everything together, to go on here and just find it in one place. So I think a combination of a conversation I had with my son, we were watching some movie or whatever, some cartoon, and he he was like, "Why are the bad guys black people?" And so he was maybe 8 or 7 or 8 at the time. And so I was like, "Man, I gotta have this conversation with him." It's that apparent that a little kid is noticing this this programming. And so we had a big conversation, and I was like, "Man, I need to do something." And then I think around the same time, now President Obama was ascending into the presidency. I'm like, "Man, I never thought I'd see this in my life. So I'm gonna have to step my game up. This brother doing his thing, I'm gonna have to step my game up." So I couldn't really do animation at the time or comics or anything, but I can design websites and I can do promotion. So I decided to create a kind of pattern. Actually, it was kind of patterned after Urban Entertainment website that went down a few years prior, but pulling all the resources I could in one place, all the comics, all the videos, all the short films that I could in one place, so it would be easy to find the black science fiction stuff. And so that's how the site got started. And since then, we've been able to expand to doing books, to doing magazine, radio show. We're in the process of making a 3D film. We just recently started doing coloring books and selling art and swag stuff. We still got a ways to go, but right now, those are the things that we've been able to accomplish. And that started in 2008, if I didn't put that in there, with about 20 people from Yahoo groups and E groups. I kind of let people know what I was doing, and they got on board, and that's how we got started.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, we have about 5,000
users.
What
were you saying?
Is that just on your Facebook? Is that just on your Facebook group of about 5,000 members, or just 5,000 members, period, for the website?
Oh, it's 5,000 registered members on the actual website. And on Facebook, I think we have two main black science fiction groups. Well, actually, a page and also a group, and there about 11,000 on each one of those as well. And we manage a couple other groups, an Afrofuturism group, a black comics creators group, and some digital health groups, digital fitness. So we kind of got our hands in. Oh, and one other one, Urban Savvy, which is just positive news, period, from around the world that we post in one place pretty much every day or every other day, because there's so much negative stuff on the internet. We kind of want to, you know, combat that by sharing the positive stuff that's going on.
Now, I think I'm actually a part of every group that you mentioned except for the fitness group, which I don't know why I'm not, because I'm a gym rat.
Oh, man.
That's a reason.
Right, you're always in the gym.
It's brand new. The only reason it's brand new, I think I just started it about a month ago. And most people don't know this, but I was over 300 and something odd pounds at the beginning of the year, and I lost 96 pounds of that. And so on that site, I show how I do it. Yeah, I work out every day, 7 days a week.
But you know, you and Cynthia both got that in common.
I think I saw one of her videos before I even knew who she was.
Amazing.
That's the sidebar. The sidebar is that at my heaviest, I was 467 pounds.
Oh, man,
and
wow.
And I lost about 260 pounds altogether.
You've been doing it.
Well, that post that I put up on Friday about how, like, I'm putting the trainer on blast right now on this show. But I'm putting him on blast. He tried to kill me. He tried to kill my workout partner. But I keep going back. So someone with me. So there you go. But yeah,
I love to hear stories like that.
I have to commend both of you guys on the weight loss that you've been through, and you all's accomplishment as it relates to that. That's a wonderful thing. You know,
that's where the folks come in.
You know, but I want to get it. I want to ask you another question, Jarvis. Then I'm going to let Cynthia, you know, go on and do her thing. When dealing with the science fiction industry, do you run into problems with the term black science fiction? Or do you run into, you know, where people just accept it, meaning other ethnicities?
I've so far, it's been a it's been well received. I haven't heard anything crazy in terms of using the word black. I did have, it may have been like 5 years ago, somebody, it was a black person, it was some young guy, was like, maybe you need to drop the name black. I was like, what? That's the target audience. And I look at it like this, and they're thinking in terms of, okay, you want to reach the mainstream and all of this stuff. Well, I'm like, well, the mainstream has had 40-something-odd years of my life to get their act together, and they haven't. So I'm doing something a little different. And so I'm not I didn't make the website to become a millionaire or to even live off of. I started the site because it needed to be done. And so that's the impetus behind the site. It's not because I'm trying to make any money or all that kind of stuff. It's because it needed to be done. I'm surprised, you know, someone with a lot more influence hasn't done this before and, you know, and maintained it. And so I feel like it's my job to fill that gap. It's not for just us, but then also for the generations behind us. They deserve better than sidekicks and flunkies in stories.
Right. So I want to read this quote real quick from this this article from Vice.com. And the article is called "Science Fiction Isn't Just for White Nerds; It's for Black Nerds Too." And the quote goes like this: "Mainstream culture." Okay, let me make sure I got my light on so I can see what I'm doing. Okay. Mainstream culture tends to codify science fiction fandom as white phenomenon, like golf, yoga, or tax evasion. The truth is that there's a lot of black people that have love stories set in far, far off futures and far off lands and also distant planets. And there are plenty of black science fiction authors who write them. We just don't get to hear about them very often. I think it's true. Jarvis, would you please, you know, tell me your
I think it's kind of twofold. If you're looking in terms of mainstream, that's correct. That's very correct in terms of, you know, you just don't see a lot of it. But in terms of, you know, me being in this industry and Andre and others that know, we have stories for days. We have, I mean, thousands of stories. And so it's our challenge to get those out to people. And I think one of the things that avenues that I think is very good for that is like the Motor City Black Age of Comics and OnyxCon and the Atlanta Sci-Fi and Fantasy Expo. Those are our distribution points, and creators need to flock. I feel like our creators need to flock to those and support them.
Yeah.
And it goes both ways. I mean, it makes the events better in terms of, you know, when we have more participation, and then also, those are excellent culture events. I go there just about every year, and, you know, I pick up great comics and books and art, and it's also other stuff, face painting and music and food. I mean, it's some awesome stuff. But if you're looking for mainstream to do it, it's going to be few and far between. But if you're looking on the independent, it's been done. I mean, I think it started with Churchill only like 27 years ago with that initial Black Age of Comics in Chicago. So it's out here. It's just kind of under the radar. It's a niche market. It's a niche market. But I think within the next 3 months, the game may change a little bit because there's been a lot of money and interest put behind this new Black Panther movie. And so that's going to put Black science fiction in the mainstream. I mean, out in forefront, period. And so people that have never really been exposed to that will be exposed to that. And once they're exposed to it, then they're going to want more. So they're going to be like, okay, now, this was great. What else is like this out here I can get? So it's going to open the floodgates a little more.
I just want to say this to all the audiences out there, if you want to speak with us or if you want to ask questions to our guest, Jarvis Sheffield, you can call in at area code 657-383-1408. We have a few more minutes, so we're open, so the phone lines are open. If you want to go ahead and give us a call, please do so. Again, that's 657-383-1408. So now you touched on Black Panther. You touched on it. So my question is, how woke are we going to be as far as dressing is concerned when this movie comes out? That's all I'm asking.
Man,
I
might have a custom-made one by the time the movie comes out.
That's right.
Yeah.
I know that's right.
In terms of Luke Cage, I'm sure you all probably saw that. Luke Cage
Correct.
Is nowhere near. It's a great story. I like the comic and everything, but he is not as prolific as Black Panther. And Luke Cage shut Netflix down. So imagine how crunk it's going to be when the movie actually comes out. But no disrespect to the Luke Cage movie. I love that show.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's the truth. They even improved on the character.
Well, I myself, I'm looking forward to the Black Panther when it comes out. That was one of the comics that I read quite a bit when I was younger. And I still read them here and there when I go into the comic book store, I'll read them and check it out. They're doing pretty decent on the book, but I'm looking forward to the actual movie. I'm like you, Jarvis. It's something, we came up on years ago, and it's about time. I'm glad we had you on here today. I wish we had a lot more time.
Man.
We got a lot to talk about. So we are going to
appreciate it.
I'm a call
or email away.
Cool.
Nice.
We appreciate that.
Nice.
Now, tell the people how to get with Black Science Fiction and how to go about, getting some material, ordering, or even checking out some of your blogs.
Oh, cool. It's real simple. Just go to blacksciencefictionsociety.com. On that site, it has links and links to everything that we do in terms of our books, our magazine, radio show, the movie that we're working on, coloring books, art, swag. And then also, it's a repository of other information like comics. We feature a comic pretty much every month so people know what's out there. We feature a book each month so people know what's out there. And we try to highlight a new video each month on the show, whether it's like a YouTube video or a movie. Let me throw this in real quick. There's a movie that's a brother out of Atlanta put together. It's called The Return by Lamont Gant. He's really doing what we're talking about doing. He actually made a full-length film from the money that you would normally make doing a short film. It's very well done, and you can watch it on Amazon or you can buy it at Walmart.
Okay, good.
Cool.
Good. I'm going to look out for that. That's
now,
called The Return.
Now, Jarvis, do us a favor, and you all who are listening too, we have a Facebook group called the Motor City Black Age of Comics. It's a closed group, but, please request to join. Jarvis, please make sure you put up all of your links to the Black Science Fiction Society and also, links about The Return and, just how people can get in contact with you so that they'll be able to, enrich their lives with the content that you have out there for the
people. Awesome. Thank you.
And thanks again for coming on.
Yes. Thank you for joining us this evening. We appreciate all the info that you have given us and just the conversation. It was really dope.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
And we'll see you soon, 2 weeks from now. Most City Black Age.
All right. I'll see you at the event. Take care. Bye-bye.